I asked you here because we needed to make arrangements for your upcoming wedding. Darcy behaved as though he were ignorant of his father's wishes. I have asked no lady for her hand, and I am unaware of any contracts. I am at a loss as to why you believe I am to be married. Do not be daft, Fitzwilliam. His father's tone was testy, and his expression echoed the annoyance in his voice. You are well aware that I expect you to marry your cousin, Anne. He straightened himself taller in his seat, determined not to back down. I am well aware of your wish, sir. The last I was aware, the choice of whom I wed was mine. I do not know where you came by that nonsense, but I've always had a say in who you take as your wife, since it affects the Darcy name and the future of Pemberley. The shades of Pemberley cannot be polluted by some social upstart, like the sister of that tradesman you befriended. The elder Darcy rolled his eyes. If nothing else, think of your sister's prospects when she comes of age. And what of Anne's health?
What of it?
His father's response should not have surprised him, but it did. Do you honestly think she would be of the constitution to run Pemberley and Sagemore? What of an heir? She's always been so delicate and sickly. I'm sure one confinement would kill her. With a casual shrug of one shoulder, his father leaned back in his chair.
Then you would be master of Rosings as well, and we would find you a bride more suitable for providing an heir after your mourning period is complete. The addition of Rosings to your holdings should allow you to choose a wife with even better connections than Anne.
Darcy continued to breathe evenly to help disguise his irritation. Anne and I have discussed this dream you and Lady Catherine perpetuate regarding our future marriage. She has no wish to marry me, much as I have no wish to marry her. His father inhaled audibly, indicative of his anger at that moment.
Anne will do as she is told.
Because Lady Catherine will browbeat her into submission.
She will do her duty, as you will do yours, exclaimed Mr. Darcy, his face reddening with ire.
He often attempted to intimidate with his incessant stare, so Darcy returned the gaze as steadily as it was given, refusing to submit. Even if I were inclined to marry Anne, I would not go against her wishes. I would not bring about her demise any sooner than God has intended.
You would deny the greatest wish of your mother.
The elder Darcy slammed his fist upon his desk with obvious fury. Darcy stood abruptly and towered over his still-seated father. My mother told me of her wishes concerning my future marriage, and indicated it was my choice. Do not attempt to manipulate me. His voice had dropped to steely tone. How dare his father attempt to sway him with the memory of his mother? She told me of how insistent Lady Catherine was, speaking of the alliance. How it would unite the great estates of Pemberley and Rosings. Mother would smile, and say it was an agreeable thought. He brought his hand up and pointed at his father. She would never attempt to force my hand in this manner, and she would be horrified by your argument.
This is your grandmother's influence, George Darcy bellowed as he rose.
He leaned forward on his knuckles and glared at his son. My grandmother simply continued what my mother taught me as a boy. He defended his position with conviction, but never yelled, as his father had.
I knew I should have cut you off from her influence.
He laughed. Cut me off? From the Dowager Countess of Matlock? You know whilst my grandfather was alive, he would never have allowed it. And you can be certain my uncle would interfere now that he is the Earl.
Are you insinuating that they hold power over me?
They are exceedingly well connected, and you know it, Father. You would have found London a very unfriendly place had you defied them. Am I right to say it is the reason you never tried? The expression that suddenly crossed his father's face indicated he had indeed hit his mark. His father then levelled his son with an unrelenting gaze.
Nevertheless, you will present yourself at Rosings within a fortnight, and propose marriage to Anne. If you defy my orders, I will travel to London myself to announce your betrothal in the society pages.